Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, checking back in with Indianola Girls Soccer with head coach Mike Wilson. And coach, again, continuing to play some really tough teams, Indianola maintaining their spot in the rankings, and I think going to be battle-tested here for the end of the season. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, we're super excited with how the kids are performing right now. I mean, we're definitely not at our best, but keep improving and getting better in the details of the game, and excited for here in a few days when we find out our path to Ames.
One of the ways I see this Indianola girls soccer team play, and sometimes it leads to some lopsided scores, you know, against Waukee or DCG, and you know, even Pella, is when this team gives up a goal, they don't necessarily pull back and stop risking things and still want to push forward and attack. And yeah, sometimes that can hurt you, but it still keeps the team in the game overall, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're still gonna, you can't get back in the game by just sitting back. So I mean, we're gonna try to. We're willing to change shape and structure and move players around in different combinations. I mean, it's, you know, game to game, half to half, you know, situation to situation. So we're willing to take some risks, and sometimes that is to our benefit, and other times we learn from it. So nothing really lost there.
One of the things I've seen with this young team as well is how much they've grown over the course of the season. How much do you think kind of the underclassmen have adapted to your coaching style and are, I don't want to say buying in, but are adapting and looking forward to the end of the season, knowing that they're kind of playing the way you want them to play right now, if not up to the very best they could be?
Yeah, I'm quite fortunate to have worked with several of these kids as youth players. So it's not their first time for us being together. So there's a little bit of a relationship there that I think helps. And I've always prided out myself and my coaching is, you know, in order to, you know, play at a high level, you need to have high expectations. And sometimes that can be challenging, but we all know that we're going to get better results by, you know, striving to be better. So the underclassmen have that benefit, but they've also, to their credit, really come together as a team. This is a group of kids with an eclectic group, but their experiences, traits or player profiles are all kind of different. And we're starting to gel in finding those combinations and, you know, who we can rely on and who we can test and move and knowing personalities. And, you know, it's real exciting knowing that three seniors are going to graduate, albeit Cam and Izza and Lauren have a big part. But there's going to be a nice group that's we're going to have a strong base that just keep building from.
Well, I know as we're speaking here on Friday afternoon, there's a match coming up against Pella Christian. But really, after that, it's Norwalk and Southeast Polk. And then it's postseason time. By the next time we talk, I think we'll be in the heart of postseason. What do you want to see from these last two, three games or so to get ready for season being on the line type games?
Yeah, we've the same three items that we've had all season. You know, we're showing up to compete, which means we're following the process, which is the game plan. That varies from time to time, but they're starting to dial in on the few things that we can manipulate. We're going to control the controllables, means we're going to have our effort and attitude is going to be great. We're going to be rested. We're going to take care of ourselves during the day, be hydrated. And then based on those two items, we're going to come in with a confidence and composed manner of play, and we'll be ready to compete of whoever we draw for the postseason. And you know, we've got four games left on the schedule. That's three games left that's guaranteed, and we'd like to see ourselves getting five. We get five, we'll get six, and it'll be just keep going. So we're super excited for the opportunity to get out there and compete against the best.
I know every team at this point in the season is dealing with injuries here and there, and that's just the wear and tear of the season. But overall, and you know, it's been pretty healthy, and you know, knock on wood, you've kind of had this core group who have played in a lot of games for you. What's that been like, being able to see that type of core group be able to play together for this amount of time?
Yeah, I think we'll feel that here in a week or two, of just being able to, that continuity is certainly helpful. And we may not be they may not be missing games, but we've got some gals that are gonna pick up some knocks and injuries that are gonna slow us down a bit, and even impacted some of those games, you know, against top opponents when they're out there, but they're maybe not at their at their peak, but they're grinding. So excited, you know, yeah, knock on wood, we'll stay healthy. But we know that another, if something were to happen, we've got kids ready to step in, and we're getting kids a lot of experience getting them in a variety of games. So we'll go at it from a team perspective.
And then finally, last question before we let you go here, Coach. I kind of alluded to that very tough schedule early on in the season. What specifically has that prepared you for? I know a lot of teams play a lot of different ways on this schedule, kind of that athletic style from Waukee, the pressing style from DCG and North Polk, those type of teams. And those are the type of teams you want to be able to beat come postseason time, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've got to expose them to different styles of play. What you described are three to four separate but similar, like, challenges, and we have to learn to adapt. We talk a lot about anticipating and understanding the cues and moments of the game that's being presented to us. And if a team is direct, making sure that we are aware and the back line is ready to anticipate that long ball. If a team's better in possession, is, you know, it's getting, you know, seeing those cues, dropping in, getting shape, getting organized, getting balanced. But we continue to refine that. So because we've played those higher level teams, we're better prepared when we see them in the postseason.
Thank you very much for joining us again, Mike Wilson, and Udall head girls soccer coach. Very much appreciate you joining us, Coach, and best of luck over the last couple weeks of the season here.
Thank you.
We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA KRLS.